We're live at EXT. Bob Bates has just dropped by. He brought Joanne with him.
Absolutely.
We're going to have them play for us in just a couple minutes. Bob, it's that time of year again.
It is in February. We are coming up on the 60th anniversary of what Don McLean liked to refer to as the day the music died. And that, of course, for all the listeners, I'm sure know this, is we lost Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper the same night and, of course, the same airplane crash on February 3rd, 1959. So this year, our tribute at the Strands Theater is going to be the 60th anniversary.
Tell me, from your point of view, what would be the influence of these three musicians on music, the music that we now love today?
Well, there's been tremendous influence by all three of them. You could say many, many things. Probably the biggest thing they say about Holly, first of all, he's the one who set up the two guitar, bass, and drum lineup for the group, which was copied by virtually every British group that came out in the 60s, including the Beatles. But his independence of writing his own songs, he had a vision of wanting to be his own producer. He had plans made up for a studio that he was going to build in Lubbock, Texas, that was going to feature a lot of Tex-Mex musicians, and he was going to produce a lot of people. Many people don't know this, but Waylon Jennings' very first record was produced by Buddy Holly. And he was very, very into that, quite visionary for the time when basically the format was songwriter writes song, hands it to this person, and the producer decides who's going to do what. Well, Holly kind of rejected that notion to a certain extent. Now, Ritchie Valens was the first Mexican-American rock and roll star. And many people like Santana and Los Lobos have pointed to Ritchie Valens. I mean, anybody who can take a Mexican wedding song and make it into a rock and roll classic is all right in my book. JP the Bopper was an interesting guy. I got the impression from reading about him, he really wasn't interested in being a star. He simply liked to write songs for fun. That's how Chantilly Lace came about. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but he wrote White Lightning for George Jones. And Running Bear, he wrote, and they became number one country tunes. But Chantilly Lace was the flip side of a record that JP released. He released a song called The Flying Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor. Well, he put Chantilly Lace on the B-side. The disc jockeys ignored the first one and played Chantilly Lace, and it became an overnight hit. A very interesting trio. Very talented and really a shame that what happened.
Well, I like that you guys pay tribute to those three artists on this special night. You said it's February 10th?
Yeah, this year's going to be February 10th because at the Strands, they're going to be showing the movie, the Buddy Holly story. There's also going to be another partial tribute to Buddy Holly alone. The February 10th show is really a celebration of the three stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we're going to do the usual Ritchie Valens tunes and JP's song there and, of course, the big Buddy Holly tunes. We're going to start the show with some other stuff. I've already been asked to do some Roy Orbison, and I will do that. And my partner and best friend I ever had in my life is here right now, and you know, her and I've been writing a lot of songs, and we're certainly going to do some of our new ones for the show because the Bob Bates Band is going to be backing up the show. So we're going to put some of those songs on the docket. Any show I always do, I always want Joanne with me because I'm very, very happy with the stuff we've written, and we're into the same thing. I mean, she likes the same kind of music that I do and stuff.
Now, the show we're talking about is going to celebrate the music of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Big Bopper. It's happening February 10th at the Strand up in Hudson
Falls.
That's
Sunday at 3 o'clock. I would strongly recommend that people buy tickets in advance because last year it sold out in 1 hour. And I'm not trying to give you any kind of
don't want to scare anybody, but
no, I don't want to give any false information. I was shocked. Might be a good idea to get them in advance.
Sure. Now, Joanne, tell us, what are you guys doing with Dire Switch these days?
We are sort of in hiatus from the festival season because it is winter. And so we're in the studio recording all original material. And matter of fact, one of them we were just talking about originated here at 97.7. I was walking down the hallway and the sign on the door said makeup room. And I thought, oh, look at that. That's got a dual meaning. Makeup room where you go on to put on your makeup and makeup room where you go to make up. So that's one of our new ones. And that's one of the ones we're going to be doing at the show. And we have a couple shows coming up locally. And everything else is kind of far away. But we'll be at the Sirius Brewery in Howell's Cave on February 15th. And And then May 16th, we'll be at Howlin' at the Moon at the Mabee Farm in Rotterdam Junction.
Remind folks, Dire Switch's website?
Yep, you can just go to Dire Switch Band, D-Y-E-R Switch Band. If you can't remember that, just always remember it's better to be in Dire Switch than to be in Dire Straits.
There you go. Awesome. So Bob, let's have you guys play a couple songs here. You want to start off with Buddy?
Yeah, this song is kind of special. This is actually one of the last songs that Holly recorded on his tape machine in New York City, where he was living with his wife, Maria Elena. And this was about a month before he went on that winter dance party. He recorded a group of songs that he was planning on recording at a later date. And of course, that didn't happen. There's been several recordings of it, but the best one on this is the Chris Isaak version. He slowed it down and sweetened it up a little bit. So this is we could say is probably one of his final songs, called Crying, Waiting, Hoping.
Crying, waiting, oh, still hoping, honey, you come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all of the time. Crying, tears keep a falling all night long. Waiting feels so useless. I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you come back. Maybe someday soon things will change. You'll be mine.
I'm Joanne Sifo from the Dire Switch Band. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, that pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and walk and giggle and talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? But oh, honey, Chantilly lace and pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and walk and giggle and talk loud, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world, a big-eyed girl, you make me act so funny, spend my money, make me feel real loose, belong to goose like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late, my baby. I ain't got no money, honey. All right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and walk and giggle and talk loud, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world, a big-eyed girl, you make me act so funny, spend my money, make me feel real loose, a long neck goose like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
I love that line, you know what I like. That's great. Chantilly Lace, Bob, Joanne, thank you guys so much for coming by and playing these songs for us today. Bob, let's remind folks, The Strand, February 10th?
That is correct. We're going to be February 10th, which is a Sunday, 3 o'clock. We'll go from 3 to whenever. One other thing, I'd like to promote one other thing that's going to happen at The Strands. On Sunday, March 24th at 3 o'clock, which is going to be the same time, a group called The Messengers is going to do a folk music show, and all the proceeds are going to the Double H Ranch for kids that are, you know, that are ill, and they get the chance to go and have a good time. I was told Paul Newman actually opened up this particular thing. And all the proceeds would go to that. But we're going to do a show of the old hippie folk music. Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the old Bob Dylan tunes, and other Giselle Montanez cases involved, Michael Primo, Auntie Miller, and myself, and a few other people. And Chris Schultz, thank you, on Frailing Banjo, is going to be doing that show. So come out and see us on that one, too.
Sure. And the folks can go to the Strands website for that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Strands are wonderful stuff going on at the Strands.
You said that they had been undergoing some renovation there.
That is correct.
Still in process, right? Overall?
It's still in the process, but it's shaping up real nice. There are more seats this year, so the Holly Show should be able to accommodate everybody. Every time I go there, they've got new, you know, seating in the balcony, and it's looking good. It's looking good.
So again, it's February 10th. The Bob Bates Band will be featuring the music of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and other songs.
Anything you, we can come up with.
You mentioned some Dire Switch songs you'll play. You mentioned that you got requested to play some Roy Orbison.
Yes. Do you want to mention that Steny Saxon will be there, Michael Craner, Sal Viola, of course, Joanne, whoever else I can dig up between now and then. They never let me down. I mean, I love them. Brothers from another mother.
And for Dire Switch, just go to our website. Our phone number's there. Our email is there. Drop us a line. You can visit us on Facebook, on YouTube. We're right there.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming by and doing this.
Thanks for having us. Thank you to your listeners for leaving regular radio behind.
Last song.
Well, if you're going to do a show like this, you've got to do La Bamba. It's a wonderful song. As I said, most people know that it is a Mexican wedding folk song that's played at most Mexican weddings to this day. Richie Valens kind of, you know, kept the tradition going of just any lyrics would come up because they make lyrics up as they go along. That's why there's hundreds of verses to La Bamba. If you did this song complete, it would take 7 hours. You know, thank God he only just knocked it down to 2 and was able to get it on the flip side of Donna. So let's take it out with La Bamba.
Necesito una poca de grazia, una poca de grazia per mi partire, e arriva e arriva, e arriva e arriva, porti sede, io non sei maninero, io sei maninero, sei capitan. Bam-ba-ram-ba, bam-ba-ram-ba, ba-ra. apa mi pa ti, ae aliba ya liba.
This is Bob Bates of the Dire Switch Band. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.